Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
One of the highlights of this year's International Film Festival Rotterdam certainly was the Kosovo-based coming-of-age drama Looking for Venera. And so I'm very pleased to be joined at this time on the Big Fred Tuesday by its director, Norica Sefa. Norica, welcome to the show.
Nice for having me here. I am very glad that you showed interest on my film and me as a director, so pleasant to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I should congratulate you. Your film, Looking for Venera, got a special jury prize at the International Film Festival Rotterdam. And so congratulations to you and all your team.
Thank you, yeah.
And that's the film that we're going to talk about, of course. And just to introduce it a little bit, and then we will talk about it in more detail, but just so that the audience gets an idea of the film. It's essentially a coming-of-age drama about a young woman in a small village in Kosovo and her growing desire for freedom and independence, both from her family and, I guess, from the social norms and conventions that dominate the setting where she lives. I won't spoil too much about that, but we will be talking about it more. And this is the place where I wanted to start, actually. How would you describe, particularly to those who are both unfamiliar with the setting of this film and who have not seen the film, the defining traits of the type of small village where your film is set in? And also, are things that much different between those settings and the bigger cities in Kosovo?
Okay, I think there is not much difference. It's just that the awareness of what people is seeking in the big cities is much more in those that make the decision to move in the big cities. But we are such a small country, so there is not much diversity from the big cities and the small ones. It's just like the need to move to a bigger house, or like when the family grows and then you don't have room, then you have to locate yourself in new place, and it's obviously the big cities where there is more space. But as for mentality, I think it's everywhere the same. And the same story could happen to big city, the same as in the small city where we decided to shoot the film. Actually, why I decided to shoot the film in smaller city is because I really relate to that place, and that's how the story started. Actually, I wanted to capture a mood or an energy of the places I knew. Instead of like the story or like who is my main character, I started with describing what made me what I am. Why those particular places were kind of going back in my memory, like, and even while I was living abroad, I still had the impression of all these rooms and that much accumulation at home, and how did this influence me in growing up, in my privacy and the space I had in that big family I grew up in. So like actually it started with spaces more than with a concrete story or like character. But another thing why I decided to shoot the film in that small town is because I found my actors everywhere. Like I was seeking for the casting in a lot of places in Kosovo, and I kind of casted more than 1,000 of girls, because for me it was important really to find that that young girl who is very aware of herself and her growing up, but still misses that kind of lost impulse to accept it, who she is. You know, like not being very confident yet. And I met a lot of girls and a lot of nuances on them, but a particular Kosovare Krasniqi, who plays the main character, she kind of gave me that impression of a girl who would be able to enter this exploration that my film attitude actually was based on, because I allowed my characters to explore themselves while making this film. It's not that I set up a story and then we followed only the script. It was very much about the characters we choose to play like the personas to play those characters. So I found the two main actors, and those were from a bigger city. But then I knew that I didn't want the camera to be actually that final push on them too, for them to get that confidence of a grown-up. So I thought of better going with them too and living in a small city, and letting them too meet each other, like going to coffees, meet new friends, and meet each other, because they didn't know themselves together, like Dorina and Venera, the two main characters in the film. So while they met this new place, they also allowed themselves to know different things about themselves and each other. And I was with them, and we went to shopping, we went to buying clothes. So I was discovering their taste, their style, their needs. And we were discussing a lot of topics about life, but never for film, you know, never related to script. And they never read the script. So later on, I decided that the crew should come to this small town. And it was obvious that they didn't care much about camera, because for them it was their own space somehow. They didn't, the camera was not a tool to put a name to like being in that space, because they have been living there previously than all the rest. So that's why it was like a small town. I didn't want them to be indicated from the external influences, such as like if they were in a big city where I found them, they could easily go to cafes after rehearsal or like, I don't know, meeting with me. And of course they will chat with their friends and everything will be ruined, because I had to start from the beginning. But living with them a bit more remotely, it was a chance to create, let's say, bubble is not maybe a healthy word, because it's a bubble is like, it doesn't last too long, but I think we protected what we were aiming to build.
Right, you were trying to sort of distance yourself from the rest of civilization for the purpose of getting a realistic, even, portrait of life in a small village.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good way to put it, yeah.
And also, of course, to establish a familiar trust between you, the characters, and the characters each other, with each other. So, very interesting way to... But given the fact that you said that the space was a real starting point for you in this project, did that also influence the style in which the film was shot? Because I noticed that the visual style of the film, with the framing choices, the framing of the shots, was very particular and specific.
To be honest, like that's for sure. But what I would add more to this is that such films like mine, that doesn't necessarily progress with a definitive plot or drama, or maybe twist, or you have to generate the flow of the film differently. And I knew that I need particular energies and particular spaces, which are very more than dense, maybe more layered. So I would, the flow of the film will be revealing those things, or putting a shed a light to these things instead of like a story. So for example, when we chose the characters, I allowed them to be revealed. So for me, more than the characters in the film changes the relationship between the audience, how they see the characters. I think they know them, the characters, better by the end of the film, instead of like the characters having a big, huge, drastic change. The same was with spaces. I wanted those spaces that are like, that have the depth, the texture, and allowing those textures to come alive within like story or like the film, you know, progression. If I correctly answered your question.
Yeah, so it was also okay. Because you wanted to sort of not reveal too much about where the film was going.
I wanted to reveal only through the needs of the character. At that age, particularly the teenager, or why I chose to tell the story through a teenager, is because they are very curious and they are very attentive. Like such an age, they are in an urgency to define themselves and to locate themselves, or to kind of find a fit in whatever surrounds them. And they mirror themselves in whatever surrounds them, because they want to know how they are seen and for what they are taken of. So they are very attentive. So for me, I was following them, what they needed, and how the characters developed within the space, or the space grew as they grow. But never like, it's only about the two main characters and how like they lead us to this place.
And do you think the fact that, okay, so the film is set in a small village in Kosovo, but do you think that the fact that the leading character, like you said, it's a story of a teenager, but also it's a young woman, it's a female teenager. Do you think that that gives the film more of a universal relevance? Because as we know, in the vast majority of the world, women still are not, to use a blunt word, as free, or they struggle for that independence in several parts of the world, maybe not in the same way as in Kosovo, but in similar ways too. So do you think that helps the film have a universal resonance?
Indeed, because I think like adding to this is also the way the characters develop within the film. There is no particular drama that we follow, but it's themselves. We explore honest people expressing themselves in different situations in life, because I try to portray a piece of life in Kosovo instead of a story, you know, like you don't have to care too much about their backgrounds. That's what makes it more universal, because you meet them as soon as the film starts and then you are with them. I think this is something else. Like, you don't separate yourself a lot from the characters, or so as far as I see my film like that. But besides that, it's like not just coming of a story. I think who changes the most is like the grown up female characters around Venera, because while she's trying to like tease or provoke different changes because she wants to know herself better, what she does is like provoking a thought of change in the female characters around her. So this kind of energies, you know, like happens in every small towns, or like when you really need each other to change because it's such a small provincial mentality, you know.
So Norika, I wanted to get back into it by asking you something I failed to ask you earlier, but is there something that is perhaps specifically autobiographical about this film?
To be honest, like when I wrote the story, because it's very similar to how the film came in the screen, it's like mostly instead of like particular things happening in the film, it was this, like I grew up in a very big family. And for me, this was a chance to always question everything. How can we live in a clash of so much energies, perception and emotion, and still like, you know, it was like a bit of a trigger for a lot of uncertainty. And this what somehow was the drive of making this film, but nothing like too concrete or too, you know, like not no scene that happens there happened in my life. But it was like how the characters I knew somehow, or like the motives, motivation of such behaviors coming from the characters I know why they come from. And of course, I am like, I was grown up in this post-war generation, and I saw a lot of grown-ups like dealing with their sinkholes and not giving space to us like to kind of explore for our own. And this is like base of this story. So these kind of things that I grew up with, but not necessarily like directly my life on it.
And is that not giving you space? Was that, do you think, out of fear, out of concern for things that had happened in the past?
Well, I think like we have a very tricky historic past, or like, I'm not speaking very well English, but I'm sorry from the listeners, but it's like we have a very difficult past. And I understand that a lot of grown-ups try to kind of bring the family or whatever they had to a status quo, and always pitied themselves for having lost their life because we were like under so much regimes. And I think we as a younger people, we grew up with this guilt somehow more than like we didn't need the space because we wanted them to feel better. And in the same time, I think when you don't have referential things around you, you don't know what you aim for. So that's why in the film, the young people end up in a maybe like explosion of temperament, but end up in the same kind of circle because they just want to try and to tease stuff, but they don't have any referential points. So to know where do they want to move to? And this is mostly like what this post-war generation bring, you know, a confusion in what you aim more than, like a prevention of something like space, or they didn't do it in Propose, you know, like it's just this confusion.
And do you think that cinema can help change things?
Well, that's not my my aim with cinema. I want to, I think like not just cinema, like every single thing we share can trigger a new chemistry on the way we think. But surely cinema comes indirectly and in more like touches more the senses than the logic, I think, and I hope so. But it was not my aim to change. It was like it was my desire to show something than to kind of make a motto, you know, like a moral
a moral
story.
Play. So basically you wanted to capture things and just represent them more than
yes.
more than actually just tell people or indoctrinate them in some way.
That's the word. Yeah. Indoctrinate. Yeah. Mm. I didn't want to do that. Yes.
Yeah. But when did you sort of get that, you know, when did you feel that ambition grow in you In other words, when did you start thinking that you wanted to represent things that were around you or document them? Perhaps not cinematically, but also just artistically in general.
I never had a moment when I said, like, I want to be a filmmaker, I want to make films. It's just that I had a lot of footages that my parents had of camera and a lot of footages, and I start to become, first I thought I'm going to become an editor, because I simply knew I like films and I enjoy them, but I was not aware of kind of what roles are there in filmmaking. But I just wanted to be part of this. I wanted to express myself in visuals. And I took these footages of my parents, and I was like combining, and then I started to be interested in storytelling. But then I had the chance to go and study in FAMU, because there was a scholarship given in Kosovo for like a first scholarship ever given for filmmaking. And I got accepted through these short films that I did. But before I finished the school, I came back home because I wanted to make this feature film. So it's like, it's just a drive. You have something, you write, and you feel like it's the right moment to make it because you feel through your body. But I don't particularly position myself in these kind of why or where. I think it just goes. It's just a flow.
And, speaking about, you know, making a film, this is your feature debut. Was it particularly challenging? I'm thinking as well because we don't really see that many films from Kosovo. And I've spoken with people who are active within the Kosovo film industry, and they do admit that there is some sort of a struggle also between co-productions with other countries and promoting films to other countries. But anyways, just from a personal standpoint, though, were there any challenges regarding that?
Sure. Yes. A lot of troubles comes with financing for the film, because we don't have much incomes for filmmakers, and the budget given to films, it's very limited. It's very low. And that is the first thing. But the second one is like this co-production, which you mentioned, which we don't get profits too much from co-production because of the first incomes we get. So we have to collaborate with cities or with countries around us. And still what they provide is mostly like we have to shoot in their countries, or we have to take actors from them. This is what co-production is coming, like what is coming from co-production, but not necessarily we want to write stories including them, because we don't know those kind of parts of the world. But I was lucky because in this co-production we made a co-production with Macedonia, and what we got from there is a studio for sound post-production. So the studio was created there. And in this case, it's very healthy because you get something like a tool and a technical point of view, but not actors or like something that doesn't belong to your story. But it's still very limited because, like, also these countries we co-produce with, they still don't have a clear positioning of themselves in the film industry. We are still kind of experimenting with resources we have. And I feel it's not stable, but in the same time, I cannot complain too much about that, because I think a lot of more filmmakers, a very talented one coming from Kosovo these days, are finding ways to play with those things we have on hands, and right, to maybe create a more loose cinema and more like author-based cinema than what could happen in another case.
Right, yeah. And I know that you also took part in First Cut Plus, which helped you put the film together. Can you tell me about the experience of being part of this program?
Yeah, for example, these things are very necessary, and we are very glad to have these kind of opportunities, because since we don't have much co-production, then a lot of these kind of workshops or labs don't have a need to get us in there because we don't represent a big opportunity. But First Cut Lab was a good, very good opportunity, because they saw the film from the very, when it was just shot, and we didn't even start it somehow editing. I edited in proposal presenting to the First Cut something. And my first audience was from the mentors in First Cut, because they saw, or they kind of were very, very present on understanding what do I want with this film and how do I want this film to reflect to the audience. So they were very attentive and very, like giving me a good advice, never interrupting or like being a mixture in what I wanted to do. but honestly, being my very first audience, very honest one.
Right, right. So, Norika, thank you very much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure talking with you.
Thank you very much for the space you gave me and the film. And yeah, have a good day.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.